It's a portrait of Hillary Clinton, unflattering to say the least, by an anonymous creator borrowing liberally, pardon the pun, from an old ad for Apple computers. The ad ends with the web address for Senator Barack Obama, Clinton's main rival for the Democratic presidential nomination, at least for now. But he denies having anything to do with it.
We knew nothing about it, given what it looks like. We don't have the technical capacity to create something like that. It's pretty extraordinary.
So, who is responsible? It was posted by someone called Park Ridge 47, presumably named for the Chicago suburb and the year in which Clinton was born. But that's all anyone knows.
It is pretty slick, though. Doesn't that indicate that somebody knows what they're doing?
Actually, what it indicates is the technology has become easier to work with.
Mika Sifri is the editor of a political website called TechPresident.com.
You don't have to be a high-paid political consultant necessarily to do this anymore.
The fact is, you don't have to be any kind of political consultant to do this. And that's a potential nightmare for candidates.
That voter-generated content is the wild card in 2008.
The yellow shirt, Makaka, or whatever his name is.
And YouTube has clearly moved beyond its role as the political gotcha site.
November 2008.
If the Clinton campaign wants to respond to this, it had better be quick. This video had already been viewed by more than a million people online before broadcasters discovered it. Now, total viewership is well north of 8 million as the videos migrated off the internet from YouTube to your tube. Richard Schlesinger, CBS News, New York.